Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with God and the fourth episode in our series entitled Though He Slay Me. For this episode, we will focus on the life of Abraham and an overview of the life of Abraham. He was a great man of faith, and we know this because of his experiences with God and how he overcame his various trials and tribulations. So number one, the first test was for Abraham to move from his homeland, which was the land of Ur. And God just spoke to him and said, Abraham, you need to leave. And he immediately packed all his belongings, gathered his servants, his family, and sojourned. And that was Abraham's life for a very long time. He was always moving at the bidding of God, and he didn't question as to why he's moving. He just moved. Once God told him to do something, he was obedient. And that's the thing with Abraham understood that as a human being, he has to be obedient. It doesn't matter what God has asked you to do. The fact that he'll give you the capacity to do it, means that you should be obedient. And Abraham definitely showed what it looks like to be obedient and what it takes. Secondly, Abraham's only son, Isaac, God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And if you know the story, Isaac was the promised child. Isaac was a child that was promised to Abraham and came to fruition in his old age. And it was the only son for Abraham and Sarah. Of course, they had Hagar's son Ishmael, but the one that God promised them was Isaac. And then God asked him to sacrifice Isaac, his only beloved son. And Abraham again did not ask any questions. He just obeyed and trusted God fully. And that is how God needs us to be, you know. We have to obey him unwaveringly, you know. We have to obey him without holding back anything. God doesn't want 90% of us. He needs 100%. And Abraham showed that through that trial. So that's an overview of Abraham's life. Now, what are the five lessons that we can learn from Abraham? So the focus text for today is Genesis 18 verse 14, and it reads, is anything too hard for the Lord? And is anything too hard for the Lord? No, the question is no. What God cannot do doesn't exist. So what are the five lessons? Number one, Abraham had to move from place to place. He learned not to attach himself to the things he had. That's the first thing. That's why he was able to obey, because he was not attached. Number two, he learned to obey God even if it didn't make sense. God's commandment says, thou shalt not kill. However, that is what he asked Abraham to do when he asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac. But he still obeyed. Number three, Abraham had faith that God would provide a lamb for sacrifice instead of his son. When his son asked him, Father, where is the lamb for sacrifice? What did Abraham say? The Lord will provide a lamb for himself. And that is what Abraham said. God didn't tell him that, because God already told him that, listen, Isaac will be the sacrifice. But Abraham exercised his faith nonetheless. Number four. Abraham did not question God about his decision to sacrifice his son. He simply obeyed and trusted God fully. Number five. He loved God over everything and everyone in his life. He understood that God was the most important person, and obedience was what God required, regardless of the circumstance. So these are the five things that we can learn from Abraham. The main lesson is obedience, 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 obedience. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. Always seek to obey God first. God will take care of the consequences. Obey, do what God has said you should do, and leave the consequences to God. That was the five lessons from Abraham. Have a good day and see you in the next episode. Bye.